Hellman on cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's say hello to a speedster. You killing him, son.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's happening?
Oh, chilled, man. And you?
Good. I feel like I know way too much about your life.
Why?
Because you are, you, I think you're the king of Snapchat in SA.
King of Snapchat. Yeah, I try.
How many times do you Snapchat a day, speedster?
As much as possible. I don't know, man. I really like Snapchat because it's instant, you know?
Yeah, it's direct. It's unfiltered and it's raw and all of that.
Yeah, I'm super random on Snapchat.
I was watching one of your Snap stories. I think it was over the weekend.
Yeah.
You got into your place at like 6 o'clock in the morning that day.
Yeah.
In fact, it might have even been later.
Yeah.
You were at Andicio's.
Yeah. I live a pretty crazy life. My life is hectic. Yeah.
Absolutely. People that have a perception of you living the life of an entertainer.
Yeah.
You do.
No lies.
There's no pretense.
It's all real. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So for someone that's never met Speedster before, didn't listen to you last time you were on the show, or has just been living under a rock.
Mm.
This is Speedster Oak. What's the story?
Just a guy from the Vaal, moved up to Joburg. Living the dream. I'm on your TV screens, I'm on your radio, I'm in the clubs, I'm making music. Living my best life, yeah.
And I remember us speaking about this last time because you're really young. What are you now?
Well, I'm old now. I'm 23.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically done.
But
we were speaking about last time the fact that, you know, you've made such inroads in the entertainment space. Stuff that's taken other people a lot of time has taken you less time. And we were speaking about the fact that it's because you're naturally cool and you owned up to this. I remember. Yeah. Because everybody respects you, whether they've been in the game for 5 days or 5 years. There's something about how confident you are in yourself that people resonate with.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
But it is interesting because, you know, the context we're living in now, people are figuring out who they are. It's difficult.
Yeah, it is difficult. I guess I'm also still, you know, trying to figure things out. But for what it's worth, I guess I have a bit of a story of where I'm headed, what I'm about, and what I want to represent. So yeah, man, I learn every day. I'm not perfect. I'm human. I have my flaws, but I try, you know, just be me all the time, live my life, leave it in the Lord's hands. And yeah, just be, man. I think also because I'm so young and over the years, I've just realized that the more you're you and the more people can identify you for a certain thing, the better. Yeah.
Are you pretty strategic about where you're headed and what you're doing? I mean, behind every move, as laid back as the guy you are you pretty conscious of, I want that gig, I want that specific thing, this is how I'm going to get it?
At first, there was just one big goal. So the big goal was just to get on radio, to get on TV, to be the super awesome, crazy DJ, to make music. That was the plan. Happened a lot quicker. So now that all of that stuff is happening, I'm currently putting plans in place because I can't just, you know, go at the flow anymore. Mm. There's a lot of things that are coming my way which I can't take. There's a lot of things I'd love to do which I need to somehow plan and see how I'm going to get there. So yeah, of late, there is a lot of planning behind the DJ Speeds the Brand. But at first, there was just the main goal of just doing all the stuff. So I've reached that goal. So I'm going on to the next chapter now, yeah.
Tell me about sort of navigating entertainment and your perception of what South Africa's entertainment industry was versus how this thing actually operates.
Well, growing up watching it was just, you know, this fancy, beautiful thing I always wanted to be a part of. And then once you're in it, you realize that it's actually not all glitz and glam. Mm. There's a lot of shit that goes in behind the scenes. But I guess, like I said, the more I've been in it, the more I want to be myself. The more I look at like the overseas, the American industry, where like those people get paid to live their lives, which a lot of South Africans don't really get to do. So it's really cool when like channels like Mzansi Magic and Mnet, you know, approve shows like Forever Young, because I think Forever Young is literally a copy and paste of Entourage, and it just goes to show that we're getting there finally, where people can proper live their lives and get paid for it, and just keep it, you know, keep it real. Stop, you know, faking and pretending, and Yeah.
Well, you certainly don't do that. We're going to go through some of your snaps now. We're going to go through the past 24 hours.
Well, there's nothing much then now.
A little behind the snaps. But let's see, because your nothing much could be like, you know,
no, there's 60 literally, snaps. There's literally just me gambling.
So you were, that's an interesting story. Gambling,
yeah.
You were at soccer practice the other night, right?
Yeah, I was in the gym. I went to soccer. That's last night.
You got a bit of a fitness. You see this, I know way too much about you. You're on like a fitness push at the moment.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, trying to keep healthy, trying to look good, take care of myself.
Yeah. No, it's not about keeping healthy. You just want to look good. Everyone that says keeping healthy is a lie.
I do though. I'd love to live forever.
Oh yeah. So, just remind everyone your Snapchat handle.
It's at speedster_bro. So yeah, okay. speedster_bro.
Let's have a look here. Why can't I find you now, bro? Have you not snapped in the past 24 hours? No, you have.
I have, but
you must have.
Yeah.
Let's have a look here if we can find something. Why do you think people are sort of so much more, not exposing, but are so much more authentic on this specific platform?
Because like I said, it's so natural, you know, it's so live and direct. It's so, like, what's that other one? Periscope. I hate Periscope.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be taking off very well.
Yeah, Periscope is not the one.
So your handle is The Guy, right? Even though it's a...
The Guy.
Why The Guy? Was it The Guy?
The Guy, yeah. I guess that's just the name Reason gave me. So basically what it stands for is like, if you need anything in the industry, if you need music to be played, to be put on radio, to be listened to for reviews, if you need girls at your party, if you need whatever you need in the industry, I'm the guy.
Okay. Let's see what the guy's been up to past 24 hours. Gambling. Where was this?
Monty.
Okay. What is this? Blackjack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's my story.
That is literally your story.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did it end? What were you betting?
I lost 1,000, yeah.
Okay.
I was out with my girlfriend, and then I was like, come, let's just go gamble a bit. And then, yeah, she's like, yeah, only 1,000. Okay, whatever. Because I'm a pretty hefty gambler. Yeah, so we did that, lost, and then went home. And then, yeah, I was up this morning doing my whole day, so I'm super tired. I'm sure you guys can hear. I'm very tired, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I'm going to go to the gym after this, go take a nap, and then go to work.
Nice one. Producer Cat, why are you laughing? Because you've also seen Speedster's girlfriend. She kind of just goes through the motions with this oak, but she does call him out quite a bit on Snapchat.
Yeah, I was laughing at the way he was imitating her, because I think that's what most guys hear when their girlfriends like.
But he imitates her like this on Snapchat as well.
Yeah, she's always saying I make a fool of her.
I like it when they're in the back of the Uber at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think she's wild. Yeah, she's pretty wild.
Jesus, I haven't seen that part of his Snapchat.
She's pretty wild. Yeah,
he's been on Snapchat. How long have you guys been going out for?
We started dating 2011, and then she moved 2012 to go study. She got a scholarship in America. So we tried the long distance thing, did it for about a year, it didn't work out. Long story cut short, she graduated and she's back. So yeah, I don't know, however long.
It's been an on and off kind of thing.
Yeah.
Dude, and now there's this, you know, this big new gig on Vuzu Amp, which I think is just the coolest move for you as well. It's a great channel. Talk to me about what it is that you distinctly bring to that setup and to the Vuzu 5.
I just want to bring like I'm a very random guy. I'm super random. I'm super fucking weird. I'm just, you know, like I want to bring that element to my presenting. So I'm doing a lot of like watching a lot of like clips on YouTube and tips and stuff. Just becoming a lot more comfortable behind camera. Like I'm okay now. I'm 80%, but I'm not fully where I want to be in terms of my presenting. So it's going to be awesome. I like I said the other day on my first show, I was like, people shouldn't be ignorant, man. Change is good.
Yeah.
You know, it's us now. The people at Mnet didn't just choose us because, you know, because we're friends or whatever, you know, they know what they're doing. So people just got to be patient with us. Like I said, we're new, we're not perfect. And yeah, man, we're going to kill. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a really cool show. I think we're going to take the show to different heights now. Yeah.
Yeah, that show's grown a hell of a lot over the past couple of years. I was asking the Muzi though, how do you report on yourself?
Yeah, I guess we'll figure it out.
It's almost like you need editorial direction, like they would have at a CNN or something.
Hey, is that your voice there?
That's me, bro.
I thought so.
That's it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's grown because I've been working on VN now for about 4 years.
Okay.
And when that show started, I think it's about 5 years old now. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of viewers.
Yeah.
It was, you know, two or three presenters. It was all on a green screen.
Mm.
It was like the biggest deal when V Entertainment got a set.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And also what's been great is that the content has become a hell of a lot more local. So it used to be, I mean, there used to be Bette Midler stories on V Entertainment.
Yeah, now it's a lot more
local. No more Bette Midler. Yeah. And it's become kind of this guiding voice. So I think it's a great
spot to step into. So when do you record? Like every morning?
We did it about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, so they put the news stories together. A lot of people also don't realize that there's lots of different people that work on the show. So there's a studio element.
Yeah.
There's the insert element.
Yeah, so the voice is obviously you and Cece.
It's me, Cece, and Reti. Reti's been there for... Reti's actually been there since the beginning. So interesting fast fact, it used to be on Go, and then they dropped Go.
Yeah.
And they moved all that international sort of celebrity content to Vuzu.
I remember Go used to be the one where there's a DJ and there's a chick typing.
Yeah, it was good. Sort of another youth channel that never really...
I remember going.
Yeah. Okay. How important is it for you to be an indication of the times and to be someone that steers pop culture? Because Vient is pop culture. That show is 24 minutes of pop culture on steroids.
Yeah. Super important, especially for kids out there who are like me. What I mean by that is, like, you know, like I was just this naughty kid, didn't give a shit about anything growing up, who just did his own thing, whatever. So I want to represent those kids to show them that, like, eventually, trust me, you're going to have to take life serious. And when you do, make sure whatever you're doing, you're comfortable in, because there's nothing worse than not being comfortable and doing something you don't like, because then you're just going to end up making a big mess of it. So I want to represent those kids, you know, because I think a lot of the people on TV are normally like people who are like super educated, like studied their whole lives. And I'm not that kid. I'm the opposite of that kid, you know. So I want to represent those kids, just tell them, yeah, man, do whatever you want. Be comfortable in your own skin. Be free. And just, you know, take yourself seriously. Take life seriously. But remain that person. So I, for instance, come from a home where everyone's got crazy degrees, and now I'm supposed to go do that, go do this, go study this. And I was just like, to my parents, fuck off, like, leave me alone, you know? So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, screw you, yo.
Yeah, like, just...
Well, listen, dude, I'm really excited about this new gig. There's a lot of music stuff happening with you as well. There's just a lot of things happening in general.
Yeah.
What's great is that people can keep up with you literally every second of the day on Snapchat.
Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook.
You give so much of yourself to people that follow you.
Yeah.
Which I guess one has to in this day and age. Otherwise, people aren't going to care. Mm. So you land this plane. How are we going to wrap up this interview? What is there left to say, Speedster?
I think we've pretty much covered everything, man. Yeah, you guys must just tune in to Vuzu.
Yeah, tonight's Nomuzi's big first show, yeah.
Is it tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. I must go watch. What's the time?
Yeah, 10 minutes to go.
Shit, there's so much traffic. I'm going to try speed.
You can watch it here, bro. We'll set it up for you.
Okay, cool. Thanks. So kind.
Power.
Yeah, man, I think we've covered everything. Yeah, watch me on the TV, buy my music, listen to my music, come to my gigs, listen to my radio show. I won't say the station.
No, you can. Tell us.
Okay. It's on YFM. It's tonight, 10 p.m. Tomorrow, also, I got another gig on YFM, 6 p.m. Yeah, I'm crazy. Business is booming.
Power. Speedster, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having me. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.